all the flowers from the tree falls away. And it seems that a white canine has been given there.
White what?
This, what is that?
Sheet?
Carpet.
Carpet.
Carpet is given there. And Sari is telling that Shefali flowers have all gone to ground. No, not a single flower is in the tree. And from a sky, moon and all the stars have washed away. And similarly, your all decoration has washed away. So now you should go to your own place. Everything remembers. That flower remembers the...
Who is speaking those words?
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling by the mouth of Tikshnadhi Sari. Sari means sea parrot.
Sea parrot.
प्रान्तद्वये विराजित गुच्छ युग्म विभ्राजितेन नवकाञ्चन दोरकेन क्षीणं तुटत्थत यशोदरि चेद् इतीव बध्नामि भोस्तव कदापि भयेन मध्यम. You read English translation.
O slender wasted one.
You should come here. And you should come here. To the other.
O slender wasted one, when, fearing that your very slender waist might break, will I very carefully tie it with a new golden belt, splendid with flower cluster tassels at each end.
Raghunath Das Goswami. Had prayed before that he will give when he will occasion that he will give Kaustubham, Shyamantakmani, which is the friend of
Kaustubham.
But when he came in out knowledge, he was feeling so much separation, was weeping. In the same time, he again went in the inner dasha. And said that Samantak is Samantak was very beautifully hanging in his neck. And he said that Samantak was here, and it was so much. And he saw that Samantak was
hanging.
And it was seemed so much beautiful, reminding the
first time connected with Shyamantak and Kaustubh. She was so much glad. Now she wanted to decorate
her
waist. She sat towards waist and became so much glad or joyful. She was so much joyful. And so many pastimes came like Sphurti. And she was reminding to Srimati Radhika. She was smiling and reminding Srimati Radhika. He told her, Krishodari Sambodhan. Sambodhan means
addressing.
Krishodari. Krishodari means
slender waist.
This stomach is udar, but very
lean
and thin. It can be held by one like this. Upper side here, so much heavy and broad and heavy. This nitamba is also so heavy. In the midst, no udar, very lean and thin, and it seemed that in Rasasthali, Krishna had fear. When she was dancing in a very good mood, and sometimes
bending.
He saw that Krishna was fearing that it will be broken. So he was saying with a very wonderful in wonder that very carefully he was saying. And so much attract, so many moods were coming in the hearts of Krishna, and he was also feeling joy. And all these kinkri were seeing this thing. So all were in good, very joyful mood. So he is telling Krishodari, this is a qualification of, good qualification of beautiful ladies, Krishodari. So he is telling and reminding all this. What is in Srimad Bhagavatam, what is in Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami's Govinda Lilamrita and
Bhavanam.
So she was thinking, smiling and thinking that what to do so that when she will dance, it should not broke away. So he took a golden rope.
Sash. It means cloth. Some broad.
To tie waist. Golden collar. In two sides, black or red.
Cluster.
You understand which?
Yeah.
Tassel.
Cluster
means from one point many come out.
Yes.
Many strands come out.
Parishobhita guchma jugma. When I he's saying that Srimati is by Ishara. She is telling that you can give that door in my waist. So, very beautiful that thing is proof. Vibrajitena navakanchana dorakena. Two sides, this guchha, savas, but guchha was given. And she is binding, remembering the pastimes of Krishna. When she took his hand and began to tie, at once she saw that no, Srimati Radhika, nothing. And she again began to weep and lament, and rolling on the bank of Radha Kunda. And then he is praying that, O Srimati Radhike, you are so beautiful and your this vest is so
slender
that I fear. So when you will order me and I will have a chance, golden chance, that I will decorate by that rope of swarna, so that Krishna will have no fear that it will be
broken.
Now 36 is nothing more. Kanaka gunit muchyair moktikam matkarate tilaka kusama vijayi vijentri nasika sas buddham madhumathan mahali mokshobhakam hema gaurim prakatabharam varanda prayama dashyate kim. O hem gauri, you are gauri like new gold. May I decorate your nose by kanaka gunitam ucchai moktikam? Mukta
pearl
grathit kanak, in a golden wire it has been what?
Golden ring,
a mukta, very beautiful. Matkarate, by my hand. Tilakusam vijetri nasika sa subrattam. I will give it to you on your nose. Your nose is so beautiful itself. If anything is not given, still it is so beautiful. Like tilakusama vijetri. Til, you know, til. And teal flower. Have you seen? Like this. This. So beautiful.
The shape of the nose.
Krishna is also like this. Srimati Radhika and beautiful person's nose are like this. If it is like this, then this person is so beautiful. Even the nose of Srimati Radhika will defeat in beautifulness to that teal flower. So no use of giving them anything. But yet, also see that nose is so round as it requires. Round means somewhat like parrot, not like that, but something, some. And in tilful, it is like so, something here.
Curve.
But in blossom.
Yeah.
And it is like so round, so beautiful. Tilkusum is like is sky color, like Krishna color. Here, Tilkusum Vijetri Nashika, the color of that flower is like Krishna. But Radhika's that thing is so Hem Gauri. Krishna nose is like that, but Srimati Radhika's nose is like that, but similar in shape, but Gaur. So it can defeat the beautifulness of Krishna nose also. And that is why Krishna attracts to see this nose. And that is why she is telling, she is reminding Srimati Radhika. And if on that a golden bhramar is given, it will be so beautiful. But this golden is like which is hanging, mokta. Madhumathana mahali kobhakam hema gauri. And seeing this madhumathan, madhu, but madhumathan, madhu means bhramar, but not a sadharan madhu,
but ordinary.
Not ordinary. His best, his stressed among all. Madhu Mathan. Mahali, Krishna is Madhu Mathan Mahali. Madhu means Brahmar. And Mathan, to defeat all the Brahmars. So Krishna is Maha Ali. Ali means again Brahmar. Maha Brahmar. The qualification of Brahmari is that he can test very fragrant things, test the fragrance of the flowers, and he can take the madhu of flower, madhumakhi, and this, no other can test. So Maha Ali, that is Krishna Bhramar, seeing the nose, becomes controlled. A Bhramar is controlled only by fragrance and madhu. Here, Srimati Radhika, that moktik, and this flower, this nose, has some madhu also and beautifulness also, both, more than anything. That kusum has no madhu, til kusum. So Brahma does not go there, but this kusum tila jat Jayatri, her nose defeats because it has a smell, it has fragrance, it is so soft, that is also soft, but it has no madhu, but this has so madhu. And Brahmar will be controlled only with madhu and fragrance. And that is called Maranda, Makaranda. Makaranda, you know?
If madhu is a little, it comes only by fragrance. And if madhu is there so much, it will come out as a makaranda, like sweats.
Yes.
So if there is makaranda of that flower, then he will sit on that and drink and be mad, and that will be controlled. So Radhika's this nose plus that
the ring, nose ring.
Ring is like that. And so Krishna will see it and will be controlled so much. Then Srimati Radhika will be Swadhin Bhaktrijana. And then Srimati Radhika will be so much pleased if Krishna is controlled and doing everything what Srimati Radhika wants. And then he becomes so much Sobhagyavati. Seeing this, Srimati Radhika becomes so pleased. And you, oh Tulasi, bring the moktik given in
a
golden
ring
and give me. And began to smile. Prakatatar maranda prayama dasyate kim. So having this Nashika Abhushan, that
nose ornament,
Nath with Mukta, having so much Sugandha and Madhu both, in Mukta or in gold there is no Madhu or no, but it has. How? Because association of Srimati Radhika.
Yeah.
And that is why if the madhu, the honey and fragrant of this gold with mukta is attracting Krishna, then what to say about the nose, beautiful nose, and the fragrance and sweetness of this nose. So, adasye, so when I will have, so she began to give in the nose of Radhika, and when she took her hand there, at once she saw that my hands are
in the air,
nothing is there. Then she felt so much separation and again began to cry. Whole day crying, whole day this coming and going. So Raghunath Das Goswami, in beginning he has told that this is Vilap Kushmanjali. We are not in that mood, but we like only that we may serve Raghunath Das Goswami in this life, then we will be qualified to for these things. We should pray like this thing always. And is as a chain, we are whole day and night doing this. Then a day may come and we will have chance to think like this. Little by little, all are hankered, all ones that I should speak, I should give lesson to them.
This book will be so, the best way to give lessons is through books. And this book will be so much appreciated for thousands of years, all over the world. People will derive benefit. Books are the best preaching. Our Guru Maharaj always gave more importance to books.
But all is accepting you, all ISKCON leaders are trying that this book not be read by ISKCON members and all others. This is a thing.
they are giving more publicity to your books.
I think so.
This is all Krishna's arrangement. And they will all read the books also. Because they will think that if we don't read, then some of them will know more than we do, so we must also read. They will all read. Even when we went on Navadvipa Parikrama, they were all reading your book. They will all read. And they will gradually approve also.